The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Baby Brother is on at the moment. Are you been watching, Jenny, haven't you?
I have actually been
seeing. Don't lie to me. Have you been watching?
Because you'll be found out. Would you get off your phone? We got a very, very special, important guest to the stars on the phone. Okay, the man is going to be able to answer all of these questions for us, whether it's about Janice Dickinson, Tila Tequila, outfits, who knows? Okay, so let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phones. Yeah, Lottie Ryan asked, and we shall deliver.
Yeah.
Ryland Clark, good morning, afternoon, whatever it is. How are you?
Show me the money. I want the 2,000 euro.
Good lie, yes. 2,000 euro is yours.
Yes, I'm onto a winner.
What would you do with 2 grand today, Ryland? Would you go shopping?
I'd probably just have a day off, in all fairness, to be fair.
Bless. Come here, Ryland.
How are you?
We're good, but we're tell good. Us what happened with Janice Dickinson and the spitting incident.
Oh, do you know what? I think a lot of things get blown big in that house, like really blown out of proportion. But, you know, there was a bit of an argument going on. And Janice, you know, she, being the pantomime dame that she is, you know, she did some sort of spitting type action.
Spitting type action?
I don't actually think she spit at him. Okay. I don't know. From what I watched, everyone that's watched it's got a bit of a different opinion, but if someone had spit in my face, I don't think I'd carry on arguing. I think I would have done something worse.
Yeah. But so what did Big Brother say to her? They obviously didn't throw her out.
No, so Janice hasn't been thrown out, but we did give her her first and final warning. So she is on her best behaviour now. Any more incidents with Janice and she's going to be out of there.
Now, I have to ask as well, Ryland, by the way, Big Brother always seems to roll out like kind of 90s pop stars, you know, the thousands of pop stars. For example, Claire from Steps, Abs, yeah. Kevin has been there in the past. How do you think Natasha is getting on in comparison?
Do you know what? I think Natasha's doing well. I think she went in on launch night and obviously her and Farrah had an argument straight away. So I thought, oh, she might be playing this a bit feisty, but we were talking about this last night on the show, and I think what she's doing is she's sort of just trying to blend in a little bit into the background, because that is normally the best way to play the game to last the longest.
Yeah.
So get the first week out of the way. But Tash is, I mean, you must have met Tash across the years.
She is such
a feisty girl. And, you know, Scouse Tash is the real one that comes out of her. So, yeah, I think we're going to get quite a lot out of her over the coming weeks. Definitely.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you said it. She's from Liverpool. She takes no shit whatsoever. But she's a sweetheart as well. She is actually really, really nice.
Yeah, she's a really good girl. And, you know, we had Ricky Neville on last night. And, you know, they're all really supporting her. But even he said to me backstage, like, I'm just a little bit worried that she might blow in there. So, watch his face.
It is UK versus the US. But the Americans, what's going on? They seem to be turning against each other. Did you expect that?
I think I did, to be perfectly honest. I think the Americans that we've got in there are such individual characters. You know, when you put them in a task, they're like, yeah, Team USA. But when they're sort of living in the house, they're very Team me. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we even have a couple jump ships, to be fair, for Team UK.
Really?
Yeah, well, you never know. You don't know what we're
going to
throw at them, do you?
Oh, that's surprising.
It's early on, Ryland, but who is your favourite guest? Not necessarily who you think is going to win. Who's your favourite so far?
I'm loving Janice, obviously, because she's just give. Like, you've only got to look at her and I'm on the floor dying with laughter. But I think I'm looking forward to seeing Sherry come out a little bit more, because I know Sherry and a lot of my friends know her as well, and once she has a drink you see a completely different side to
allegedly.
Sherry Houston. So allegedly for legal reasons, but yeah, well, I actually filmed Benidorm with them once, and Sherry is just one of the most funniest people ever, so I can't wait see her come out of the background a little bit. I think she's just laying low for now, but if someone rubs her up the wrong way, I think we'll see Red Sherry.
Oh, nice.
Gotta love that. Now, Chloe and Stevie from X Factor, they're getting upset, aren't they? They can't have hanky-panky and they're not happy.
Yeah, there's no nookie going on at the minute. But, yeah, I mean, they are the self-confessed odd couple. They really are, aren't they? And, you know, they're both really, really nice guys and that. But, listen, after a week in the house, you know, they might crack. We might see the first Big Brother conception. Who knows?
or a divorce.
Big Brother X Factor cross contamination conception. You'll never know.
So you never know. They could be like Shell and Stew. Many years ago, under the table.
Yes, under the table. Throw a table in, let's see what happens.
That's not a bad idea, that, Jenny. Jenny, would you do it if it ever came your way? Would you get into the house? No, not that. Not that. I mean, would you go into Big Brother?
Listen, I'll do anything for the money, Nikki. Do you know what I mean? Show me the money.
Yeah, now do you think I've got here? Come on, let's
I'm on my way.
Speaking of you, Ryland, yesterday before I saw you tweeting about you were getting dressed up as Britney in the Toxic outfit. I never saw the finished article. How did that go?
Oh, no, I was being fitted for it. I'm just pulling up to the house now. And, I'm going to be getting my Britney on in about half an hour.
Right,
for a
okay.
new thing for Big Brother's bit on the side. So last series, we did this little item when housemates were evicted. It was turn back time, so I was dressed up as Cher, sat on a cannon, casual, you know.
As you do.
So we've changed it this year, so it's going to be Toxic Talk.
Okay.
So I've got a little air hostess outfit and a nice little nude body stocking covered in crystals. this is just my life now, and I'm just a very lucky boy.
Well, listen, we want to thank you for taking the call, Ryland.
Thank you so much.
Our entertainment editor to the stars, Miss Lottie Ryan, has joined us because she gave us the breaking news about Janice Dickinson allegedly spitting. So if you wouldn't mind, Lottie's there now. Could you say a big hello to Lottie? She's a big fan.
Hello, Ryland.
Hi, Lottie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you three need to, like, get on a plane and come over and come on box.
Listen, there's an invite.
That is a formal invite.
Lottie's face is just lit up.
Ryland, you would not
believe. Flying the frag for free and TV free. Come on.
and we're in RTE, by the way, so don't leave us out. you wouldn't believe Lottie's face at the moment, Ryland.
You can't be saying that stuff to me and not mean it.
Lottie, I'm serious. Like, get over here.
Get a room.
Wait, are we best friends now?
If Glenda Gilson's career takes off over here because of her appearance on Bot, I can do it for her. I can do it for anyone.
There you go. All right, Ryland, you're an absolute legend. We'll be glued to the TV tonight with Big Brother. Ryland Clark, everybody.
Cheers,
Ryland. Nice, right.